This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there surveying the news market for the biggest stories, then carefully selecting the finest, most topical Buffalo news hide, which I then soak using natural spring and lime water only during colder months, and scrape it until it's evenly translucent and supple, and then using the traditional push knife method, I delicately make more than 3,000 cuts to create the emotive and powerful figurine, which I decorate with gradations and contrast, employing the Shanxi region five-color system. Then I carefully connect the figurine's joints with cotton thread so they can be operated freely, and fire up a paper lantern behind a fine Huangzhou silk screen, and backed by a Suona horn and Yue Xin and Banhu fiddle, I operate no less than five of these figurines at once, becoming the living embodiment of the 1,000 Han Guan Yin to mount for you the epic and moving Tong Dynasty Pi Ying shadow play that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, sometimes it's craftsmanship.
It goes like that, like there.
Sometimes, folks, I am pecked awake by a dirty seagull on the intracoastal waterway while still lying on the back of a manatee who rescued me from some arms dealers I double-crossed off the coast of Cape Fear, and who then dumps me on an abandoned wharf where I slip their dirty sock off a severed foot I fished out of a storm drain and slap googly eyes on it made from two Mentos I pried out of the mouth of a mangy coyote. Then I fashioned a kazoo out of a pocket comb I stole from a fisherman and the wax paper from his meatball sub to honk out a dirge while yammering a tone poem about the demons infesting my beard in the unbalanced manic sock puppet show of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
it's a palliative care. In some levels, it's a palliative care. Meanwhile, a new company is turning urine into beer in Singapore. Seems like a waste considering the beer is going to be urine again real fast. The beer is called New Brew and is made out of a liquid which is recycled from sewage. Fun fact, after people drink the sewage beer, their urine is bottled as Natty Light. I don't know. Maybe it's good. On a hot day, I don't know. Meanwhile, Kris Jenner is urging Kendall Jenner to freeze her eggs. Damn straight. We as a nation have to maintain America's strategic reserve of Kardashians. Oh, you're saying, stop being such an alarmist, Steve. We can make do with our present stockpile. Oh, really? You'll be singing a different tune when Australia is Hemsworthing us from one end while Sweden Skarsgårds us from the other. Though, that doesn't sound too bad, really. That doesn't sound too bad. Meanwhile, Oreo and Ritz have teamed up for a cookie cracker collab. It's salty. It's sweet, it's peanut butter, it's whatever the white stuff is. I want to say sweet Crisco cock. Also a fun phrase to yell when you're angry. Sweet Crisco cock, what are you doing? This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the perfect snack for anyone who ever said, I want to ruin my teeth, but I also want to destroy my heart. There has to be a better way. Now, tragically, and I hope you're sitting down, these aren't available for sale. The company will give 1,000 lucky fans the free cookie cracker packs. Fortunately, I have the recipe to make these at home. All you need is one pack of peanut butter Ritz crackers, one pack of Oreos, and undiagnosed depression. Meanwhile, in Japan, a man spent $15,000 on a high-tech dog costume to fulfill his lifelong dream, which is so realistic, it took 40 days and multiple revisions to create. And he nailed it. That is a guy in a dog suit. Every detail has been thought of right down to how it uses a ping pong paddle, just like a real dog does. Reminds me of that classic episode of Lassie. What's that girl? Timmy's stuck in a well? And you're a grown man in a $15,000 dog costume? You're really killing it with that ping pong ball. Do I want a what? No, I'm not into that scene. I don't care where you cut the hole. Meanwhile, that got dark. That got dark really fast. Meanwhile, in hot dog filler news, a crashed truck spewed 15,000 pounds of hot dog filler across a Pennsylvania highway. There it is. All of that goes in your hot dogs. And I mean all of it. The pink slurry, the bags, the boxes, the truck, the gravel. They just drive that semi right onto the assembly line and the driver just jumps out. Hopefully. Oh, you know what I bet would go great to dip in that? An Oreo Ritz. Perfect balance of salty, sweet, and hog anus. That's another fun thing to yell. Salty, sweet hog anus, what were you thinking?
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, in breastfeeding mothers rescuing pet geese from eagle attacks news, a breastfeeding mother rescued her pet goose from an eagle attack. This footage went viral today of an eagle attacking this pet goose in a driveway, trying to drag it off. When players 3 and 4 enter the game, mom and baby at the breast chasing off an apex predator. This all good for her. Still in her skivvies. This all took place in British Columbia, Canada, and you can tell it's in Canada if you listen closely to the unique regional eagle's cry.
Sorry, Tim Hortons!
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.